This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. You are free to call in and talk live with us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or there's also the Discord call-in lines that you can find over at discord.lrn.fm. So we spent most of the first hour talking about the, well, probably the only good provision out of the incredibly long farm bill that basically over the last several years has acted as sort of a catch-all because everybody knows it's going to pass.
It's an omnibus.
So let's just throw everything in there, even stuff not related to farming, like a prohibition on the U.S. House of Representatives voting to tell Donald Trump to stop assisting the Saudis in their bombing of Yemen. But the one good provision that we're aware of is that industrial hemp is no longer, in accordance with the Controlled Substances Act, will no longer be considered a controlled substance. But the DEA says, well, wait a minute, we might still wind up considering things with CBD that are intended for human consumption to be a controlled substance, but that pair of pants that were made out of hemp fibers, yeah, that's probably going to be okay.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of people's list of, I was just reading an article out of Washington State talking about the five most important things in the farm bill, because folks, it's rarely just about what the name of the bill is. Frequently, it's the exact opposite of what the bill is named. But just as, to kind of wrap this up, the farm bill itself won't directly affect product safety. But experts believe that these laws move towards legalization and an increased role for regulators. The companies that abide by strict manufacturing conditions will come out on top, while those who run fast and loose will suffer. Quote, I believe that if you're a CBD manufacturer and you can say that you're making a quality product, then you have nothing to worry about, unquote, Harry Lall said. Harry Lall being
Kelvin Lall, yeah, the CEO of the CBD Palace
that independently audits CBD manufacturers.
The CBD Palace, by the way, sounds like some place that every stoner would want to go.
Exactly. Quote, I believe if you're a CBD manufacturer and you say that you make a quality product, then you'll have nothing to worry about, unquote, Harry Lall said. But if you aren't sure or if you've cut corners, those CBD manufacturers are the ones that should be worried because we have the power of the federal government behind us.
And, now, what if the people cutting corners also say that they make a quality product? Because he says if you say you make a quality product,
that's it.
Then you're good.
Yeah.
Got the best hemp. Absolute best.
It's not about hemp. It's not about anything else other than Washington's desire to
control. It's about control.
And when we look at this entire farm bill, you have things like no work requirements for SNAP, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. What does that have to do with farming other than, I guess, eat food?
Comes from farms. You do have a story about five things that were in that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into that in just a moment. But first, speaking of people that like control, let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, we had these electric buses from China for
the
rapid ride.
How did they get here?
Probably on a boat.
I'm just wondering if you're taking a bus that, like, its last stop was China, and now Sarah's getting on it in Albuquerque. Do we build a bridge in addition to the wall? Go ahead.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to say is that these these 20 buses were defective. They had problems with the doors.
Oh, my God.
So they had to send it all back to California.
Who bought these buses? Was it your local government?
Well, the Albuquerque, yeah. That was the original idea.
Right. Yeah. So the government didn't do a good job of buying buses?
Well, it was supposed to work, but they had so much problems with the brakes and the doors.
All right, hold on. I'm confused here. You said that the buses came from China, but they're sending them to California.
That's probably where they're
right. And then that's where they're gonna. Yeah, I mean, from California, they're gonna ship it back to China. I mean, that's
okay. I thought you were saying they were sending it to California because apparently Albuquerque doesn't have mechanics.
Yeah, it would be like a warranty. You know, you return it if it doesn't work.
Right.
They were manufactured at the company's California-based North American subsidiary. So they didn't come from China. It's just a Chinese company, apparently.
I see you guys buy American. Great.
So they are actually manufactured in California? I mean, it's the company owned by China?
Yes. I'm looking at the Albuquerque Journal article about it from last month right now.
So give us some of the actual facts here, Jackie.
Okay, so it says this is let me check the date here. It is the, my browser
said last
just crashed.
Month, so.
Yeah, my browser just crashed.
Yeah, All right, browser just crashed, so we'll find the facts later. Sarah, thank you for the call.
So what's the deal, guys? You want, now you're looking for facts to get in the way of a good Sarah call.
Always want facts to get in the way of a Sarah call.
She admitted the other night that she calls us sometimes to have us Google things for her.
Because she doesn't have
a
computer.
She doesn't have an Echo where she can just say, Alexa, tell me about the buses.
No, but she has a government-provided cell phone.
Yep.
Which probably doesn't have a data plan. So if you want to Google something, you could either A, go to a public library, which Sarah does from time to time.
Which would require her to cross a road, thus increasing her chances of getting run over by one of those Chinese buses that doesn't have brakes, apparently.
Right. Or she could just use her government phone to call a talk radio show and get us to Google things for her.
Thanks, Obama. Can I just say, this feels like some sort of long performance art project.
Like we're just going to find
we're
out.
We're part of the Truman Show, the Sarah Show.
Yeah, I was reading something about how there's some Instagram influencer who's actually like a total made up fictional illustrated person, and they revealed that like slowly over time, and they basically write storylines for this character on Instagram, and she has like 1.5 million followers. So I feel like somebody out there is like writing this plot of Sarah's life with the buses and now the electric buses and from China, and now the brakes are defective, and it's all leading to something.
There's probably a hidden camera somewhere where they're just going to wind up, you're on Sarah camera.
Did you ever hear of the movie Windy City Heat? Anybody
nope.
ever watch that?
Never heard of it. Well, what's it about?
Basically, it is a story of a guy who is a little lacking in wits, but he's been in California. He wants to be an actor very, very badly.
All right.
And Jimmy Kimmel and Don Barris and Tony Barbieri began pranking him something like 10 or 15 years before the movie with the intent of this prank leading up to this movie where they would let him know that he has been awarded a part as like the next huge superstar.
And was this over how many years?
About 10 years.
How many years has Sarah been calling?
That's a good question.
Ian, how many years has Sarah been calling?
Probably 4 or 5.
I highly recommend Windy City Heat. If you appreciate a good prank, this one's insane.
Okay, so I got my browser to come back up.
All right.
And it's November 13th. No, I don't want you to show me notifications.
Yep,
sorry.
So
the
right
city
out
of
a month ago.
Yeah, city of Albuquerque is pulling the plug on the Chinese manufacturer contracted to supply 60-foot electric buses for the much maligned and delayed Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project.
Much maligned.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get into this a little bit more. Plus, the five, what is it, the five best provisions or five important provisions?
Five we should all know about.
From the Farm Bill, and I'm guessing four of those have nothing to do with farming. Plus, your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in toll-free and join us, or you can go over to the Discord and use the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And there's more than just the Discord call-in lines. There's also an app-only Discord chat room. And let me thank Derek, who is a platinum amplifier. We've been thanking all of the amplifiers individually over the course of a couple of months now. And tonight, the amplifier that we are thanking is Derek. He's a platinum, which means that he's giving at least $25 per month to the amp program. We only ask for five. And that $5, lumped with other people's $5, helps us do three things: advertise, market, and promote the show specifically to program directors who make decisions to help add us to more radio stations. We'll also occasionally use some of that to try growing the audience, because that's also important. You can learn more about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. So, before we get into the five provisions of the Farm Bill that everybody needs to know about, Jackie, you found some information about these supposed Chinese buses that Sarah had called in about. Turns out they're not actually made in China. They were made in California by the American subsidiary of a Chinese company.
Yes, so it says the city of Albuquerque is pulling the plug on the Chinese manufacturer contracted to supply 60-foot electric buses for the much maligned and delayed Albuquerque Rapid Transit project. Mayor Tim Keller, meeting with journal editors and reporters Monday, announced the city's plans to reject and return all 15 of the electric buses manufactured by BYD, also known as Build Your Dreams. The buses are manufactured at the company's California-based North American subsidiary. So if she was correct that they were Chinese buses and that they were being returned to California. Let's go down to where the problem. So, skipping ahead, when we started running the buses on test runs, we found major problems with the battery range, the brakes, and some electrical issues, Keller said. They seemed to be things that were already on the to-be-fixed list, but they started getting worse.
Okay, I'm sorry, but your propulsion system, your ability to stop, and in an electrical bus, a problem with the electronics.
Yeah, it says the range is less in the summer because the batteries overheat and then right. We can't charge them, he said.
Common issue.
Also said with the battery system, they are stacked in a metal shelf and when overheated could cause a fire. We believe that's not even close to adequate fire protection, he said. Right now, it would vent right in the middle of the bus and we would not be able to pull those out. They're already heating up so they can't take a charge. They're not properly stored or cooled. BYD also has failed to construct supplementary charging stations on the route, promised as part of an agreement with the city some months ago to address the problem with battery life. And there's more.
Wait, there's more.
Yeah, I mean, that's like giving a live for the article. ABQ Ride Mechanics discovered last month that the center and rear brakes on buses had zero air pressure, yet the vehicles were still able to move, relying on front brakes alone. Other problems include the lack of undercarriage protection, buses that wouldn't stop when emergency doors were utilized, so you could just be falling out as the bus is going down the street, cracking on bus exteriors, mirrors not set up correctly, wiring problems, and, of great concern, the electric handicap chair lock becomes unsecure when the driver turns on the air conditioner.
Ah, there we go. Here you go. And this is what happens when government gets put in charge of something. In this case, it was simply acquiring electric buses. Because politicians said, you know, we want to be green. I think that's what our voters want. So we're going to get green buses. They put together a committee made up of bureaucrats. They choose these buses.
No, they put out a request for proposal.
RFP, and then they're going to do a bid.
The lowest bidder, most likely, that meets the requirements.
Exactly. I could make a bus that doesn't have brakes, might catch on fire, and things are faulty when you turn on the air conditioner.
And nobody listening right now does everything by lowest bidder. I guarantee you there's been a point in your life where you needed a plumber or you needed something done around the house.
Right.
And you knew one of those guys, and you know you think he's on meth or he smokes crack or he used to, and you're just not going to take that bid.
Yeah.
The government, not so much. If you have the prerequisite insurance and a couple other check boxes that they can do okay with, hey, you're in, you're good.
Yeah, there's a quote, and I don't know if it's true or, you know, if it's completely made up, but there's a quote that's attributed to, I think it's John Glenn, that says as he was, I believe it says something along the lines of, as I was hurling through space, I kept thinking every part of this was supplied by the lowest bidder.
Yep, right down to those space shuttle O-rings.
Yeah.
So I guess some of the issues, because they're electric buses, there's another quote here from Bernie Toon, who's the director of ABQ Ride, quote, there's a class of issues that are phantom electric issues that are incredibly difficult to fix because you have to literally start taking the bus apart to do it. You keep finding more problems. So unlike the non-electric buses where, you know, the engine and several other parts are going to be, you know, mechanical or right. based on running gas, the whole thing's electrical, and apparently it's, like, all wired together. Like, turning on the air conditioner disables the handicap chair lock.
This doesn't surprise me at all. Anybody who's worked or tried to work, if you're like a classical mechanic, like... In the 70s or 80s, you took auto shop or something like that in school, and you figured out how a internal combustion engine works. If you were asked to work on a 2018 Toyota Camry, yeah, those parts are still there, but you can't really do anything with them without the proper diagnostic equipment to plug into right. the computer. Now, there's no adjusting timing. There's no adjusting fuel like you used to be able to do in a carburetor. All that stuff's gone.
Right.
So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, there's another post from a local blogger that goes into much more detail and has even a link to the inspector report. And in that one, he quotes the mayor as saying the buses are, quote, unsafe at any speed. Like a callback to Nader.
Yeah, I was nice. Going to say, wasn't that the Corvair? Yeah. Basically what Nader said about the Corvair?
Yeah.
The wheels on the bus go up in flames and do not stop. Oops, we're all dead now.
Yeah, like, and he's got more things that he picked out of the bolts flying off doors. were supposed to have a range of 275 miles, but they couldn't go more than 177 miles. So that's like a third less than they were supposed
right.
to, because the batteries overheat and
right.
yeah, because it's hot.
Because it's New Mexico.
Well, these are all common issues with electric vehicles, and these are what, you know, the free market companies that are doing research in electric vehicles. None of those you hear about, because all you hear about are the subsidized companies that are doing
right.
everything,
like
Tesla and GM.
Now, here's something interesting. Apparently, the contract is the city doesn't have to pay the manufacturer till they're all delivered, so they haven't paid at all yet, but they've already received $75 million in federal grant money for it.
Of course they have.
So that's just sitting in the account earning interest for the city if they can draw this process out.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
USA Radio News.
Police in France have killed a terrorist responsible for the deadly Christmas market shooting. The suspect had been on the terrorist watch list since 2015. During a White House photo op with some newly elected governors, President Trump updates us on his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people? Really good ones?
President Trump also distanced himself from his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The CDC is again warning folks, please do not eat romaine lettuce if you don't know where it came from. The romaine lettuce responsible for the most recent E. coli outbreak was from northern and central California. Romaine lettuce grown in Arizona and southern California and Florida and Mexico is safe to eat. Federal prosecutors are investigating whether President Trump's inaugural committee misspent some of the $107 million in donations it took. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. And, of course, there's also the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And that's how you can call in and join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And was there anything else on the Albuquerque rapid thing
there
about
is,
their messed up buses?
There is so much more. So this guy, Pete Dinelli, I guess he's a former city council person in Albuquerque, and now he has a blog, and he's even more obsessed with the Albuquerque buses than Sarah is. So,
all right.
I will send you the link to put out on our Twitter, et cetera, yep. Because it's just amazing, and now I understand why she calls about the buses so much.
Yeah. So, Chris, do you have that story about the five important things that were in the farm bill? Probably most of them don't actually have anything to do with farming.
Well, yeah, a few of them that they brought up, but like you said, and like we've been talking about, a lot of things like the Yemen portions that were in there.
Right.
So basically, can you refresh for me, because I'm trying to remember, was this the Massey amendment that was put in here?
I don't think Thomas Massey would put in an amendment saying that the U.S. House would not vote on the Yemen war. That's what wound up passing.
Okay. So
a provision saying that they will not vote on the Yemen war before the end of the year.
Right, right. So what I was referring to, I think, was an attempt by Massey to strike that.
Correct.
But they couldn't get that done. So now
right. And
you know, some people might ask the question of why is that important? Well, because the Senate is voting, I think they actually voted earlier today to actually direct the president to stop assisting the Saudis in the bombing of Yemen.
Right.
But if the House isn't going to take it up,
right,
then that means it's got to wait until the next Congress, which goes in on, what is it, January 3rd? Which, all right, it's three more weeks, but then you start all of the bureaucratic hurdles again of somebody has to file it, and then it's got to go to a committee, and then it's got to come before the House, and then we've got to vote again on whether to have debate on this, and then we have to vote to end debate, and then we have to do this and this and this other thing, and it might never actually come up for a vote.
Yep. So, yeah, this article is from KOMO, which I think is out of Washington State. I'm not sure. But the title was, that kind of grabbed me, five things that you should know about the Farm Bill and how it affects you. The first one that they bring up is SNAP, and a lot of people sit there and go, SNAP? I know that's a government program. It's food stamps.
Right.
SNAP is food stamps.
Right, and you get food from farms, so therefore it's related to the Farm Bill.
One could say that, or one could say that giving away money or value to anyone because they claim to have a need has nothing to do with farming.
Right.
Yet, what this bill will do is no, it doesn't add any requirement, which Trump has talked about a lot, that if you're going to accept food, if you're going to receive food stamps, you have to work. It also lists support for locally grown foods and locally grown goods. So your local farmers market is going to get a big boost in the coming years. Now, this is coming from somebody who operates a shop whose primary existence is to promote local goods.
Right.
And in a big economic picture, that makes no sense whatsoever. It does for me because I am trying to entice my neighbors into buying other things from my neighbors, and
right,
as they do so, I make a couple bucks along the way.
Right.
But economically speaking, we shouldn't be looking at things that way. We should look at who has the most advantage and can provide the best product for the best price.
I do want to note, now, of course, all good libertarians will object to SNAP because it's taking money and redistributing it to other people. But as far as government welfare programs go, most economists consider SNAP to be one of the most effective ones in terms of the actual help that it provides and the economic stimulus. So I would think, you know, as a even as a libertarian, I would consider it one of the least bad programs that we have.
That is no praise from me.
Yeah, as I said, like, as a good libertarian, I object to it, but I object to it less.
If the best thing you can say is it's not as bad as the rest of it. No, it's still redistribution of wealth, and it's wrong. It's not that it could be, I'll tell you what, it could be really efficient. It could produce identifiable economic gains, and I'd still object to it because it's morally wrong.
Yeah, but
it's a moral question. No, forget about economics and everything else. It's just morally wrong.
But I would say so many other programs not only have the same problem with the redistributing wealth, but they actually create perverse incentives and other things that keep people poor and damage the economy, whereas this is basically, since everybody has to eat, it's as close to basically handing people money as most government programs are going to get. And economists agree, if you want to help poor people, don't, you know, make them jump through hoops or set various price controls or whatnot. Just give them money.
I think you could also say that most communist dictators have said, if you really want to control the people, control whether they have food.
I mean, that goes, send them
bread lines.
It is the deepest way one could possibly control a population would be to control their caloric intake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that
it's a live or die thing.
That predates communism, you know, as we know it, by thousands of years. Like, there have always been corn laws. Like, some of the earliest economic regulations ever created by governments, you know, back in the day of emperors and kings, related to the export and import of grain.
Right.
Because, you know, you're right. Like, if you want to control people, control the food or control the food supply. Some people do that to control the people. Some people do it for national security. But you're absolutely right. And it way, way, way predates communism.
Yep.
other things that are in the farm bill. Legalize hemp, which we just discussed.
Yep.
And it's a real question at this point whether the term legalized hemp is even remotely accurate, because we have
right.
no idea how the DEA or the states are going to react to this. Expanded trade opportunities, because this is always a big deal on farms. I say that somewhat seriously because where I grew up in eastern Oregon, do you know where our wheat went?
Across state lines.
Yeah.
So therefore interstate commerce, and so therefore Congress can
nice,
regulate. But
nice
even if
Mr.
it didn't go across
Wickard
state
v.
lines,
Milburn.
They could still regulate, because then it's not going across state lines, so you're not buying the wheat from Idaho.
In the late 70s and the early 80s, our wheat was taken to the Columbia River, placed on a barge, taken to Portland, where it was loaded onto big ships, and it went to Vladivostok. All of the wheat that we produced where I was at, for the most part, all went to Russia.
Russian bread lines.
During the Cold War, because that was one of the things that the U.S. government was trying to do to stabilize the whole situation. The problem was Russians were dying left and right.
Yeah, when they collectivized like the farmland in the Ukraine and millions and millions of people starved to death.
With some of the best, most fertile ground on this planet.
Yeah.
That is the Ukraine. And finally now...
If and could, Venezuela.
If they could not have wars and attempts or fighting between Ukraine and Russia, they could realize more of the benefits of that.
Yeah, very, very few famines are due to natural causes. They're almost always some sort of political and economic cause. Where, and again, and the thing that sucks is we address famines by giving people food in other countries, and that actually destroys the local farming economy, because how are you going to sell the food you make on your farm when they can get it for free? So again, the best thing that we could do for famine-stricken people in other countries is just give them money. And if people have money, they'll find a way to import food, and then that money will turn around and go to local farmers when they're able to get their crops going again.
Hmm.
Still got to
intervene.
A few more provisions.
Nothing surprising. The last two things are... Well, it's just one word, more subsidies.
Of course, more subsidies. That's two words. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertising. advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And before we change gears and talk a little bit about Venezuela, because who doesn't love a good dumpster fire? Yeah, that's basically what Venezuela is, right? It's a dumpster fire, it's a slow-motion train wreck, and
it just keeps getting worse.
It's getting worse, and there's a story that, yeah, sadly, not a happy story out of Venezuela. We'll get into it in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a directory of liberty-minded businesses, events, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect that means that you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist actions, or rather, put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Now, we can't give you a discount because the site is free to use, but again, we can give you that badge for the profile. Liberty.menu, code FTL. So, what is the latest out of Venezuela? Apparently, Goodyear Tires has decided to stop making tires in Venezuela, according to multiple reports, the latest in a line of companies to pull out of the crisis-stricken South American country.
Well, Daryl, aren't they? They're made out of rubber and plastics, and I'm not sure. Do you need oil to make tires? I think it's petroleum-based, right?
Maybe, and then there's also the steel-belted radials.
So you need steel, but I think that the big part of that is going to be petroleum-based products, and Venezuela doesn't really have any... Wait. They do.
They have, like, the second largest petroleum reserves in the world.
So basically,
it's a tropical climate, which means that they should be able to grow food year-round.
You would think.
But instead, they're, having, when there are crops, they're rotting on the vine. And other times, they've just got, barren fields that should be, planted. But they're not.
So how bad does a system of government need to be to basically take a tropical paradise? And Venezuela has always been one of those places where, man, you can grow anything down here.
Yep.
And the raw materials, I mean, you're tripping over them. The second largest oil reserves in the world. How
right.
wealthy could that make you? How badly does your system of government have to be to squander all that?
In economics, we call this the resource curse. So there's actually a correlation between having really ample natural resources in a country and bad results, like lower democracy, lower economic development, because, you know, they basically kind of got this natural endowment. They didn't have to build anything. They just have to pull it out of the earth. And there's never, you know, there's never much of an incentive to figure out how to build a business, run an economy, you know, govern well, because there's just sort of free money waiting there to be picked out of the ground.
Right.
Right.
And
but
it's like
Alaska's
an actual
no socialist hellhole.
Yeah, but Alaska's only a tiny part of the overall U.S. economy.
Right, but every man, woman, and child in Alaska, from what I understand, winds up getting some kind of stipend every year because of the oil.
It's not that much. It's let me look up what it is. It's like a couple hundred or maybe a couple thousand at the most. A
couple thousand, but
let's compare that to the rest of the United States.
The state of Alaska, they wind up, you know, it's basically, here's a bunch of free money.
And I think
it's a net positive.
I think given the cost of like groceries and having goods delivered there, it probably mostly just balances out the higher cost of living.
And not even, I'll bet it's not even close.
Yeah.
But the point is that you have two systems of government at work. You have communism, socialism, whatever flavor you want to call Venezuela today. And then you have, you know, an oligarchy like we have in the United States. And at least the oligarchs allow us to have something of our own
right
now until they get tired of that.
Now, there is one thing, and you know, we've got a chronic caller who, if you were listening earlier, she called in about buses. She's called in about various socialist countries before, and she does make a good point that things are worse in Venezuela because of U.S. sanctions against Venezuela.
Didn't help.
That's not to say that things would be absolutely wonderful absent the sanctions.
And it wasn't caused by our sanctions.
Right. But, you know, like, yes, we do have to admit that the U.S. government is not helping anything by imposing sanctions, because sanctions don't hurt the person that's the tyrant. Sanctions hurt the people, like the people that were working at Goodyear that are now out of a job.
Right.
I've got a great quote here. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page on the resource curse, which is like a whole area of study in development economics. Like, this is such a known thing. It's a former Venezuelan oil minister, Juan Pablo Perez Alfonso, 1976. He said, quote, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you will see oil will bring us ruin. It is the devil's excrement. Like, he called it, because this is historically throughout time, this keeps happening in countries that are really, really rich in natural resources.
Right. No.
Almost all of them have problems.
No. That's shifting the blame, because I think there have been a lot of cases where countries had great resources and did not do the stupid idea of socialism. That to me is what happens. So to me, I look at Venezuela and I say, okay, you came up with a lot of money and you wanted to make sure you stayed really popular, so you started giving away all sorts of money through all sorts of government programs. That's the problem, that you adopted the philosophy. I think set upon the United States, we don't really think of it because we're not a major, you know, we're not in the news all the time for our oil exports, even
right.
though we produce tons. We're ridiculously rich in resources.
But spread out over a much larger area and with, you know, much more diversified ownership, like Saudi Arabia is not a socialist country. It has a very, very rich ruling class. And then other than that, like, most development measures are terrible. Women's rights are terrible. You know, there's very little democracy. Very few human rights. So there's just this tendency in areas where there's just a lot of wealth, you know, in natural resources, and not in like other forms of capital, like manufacturing or human capital, you know, training and education, when it's easy to just sort of you control this little bit right here for you to have some kind of authoritarian regime.
I think a very wealthy a country that is very wealthy in natural resources with a smaller population would be a much more tempting target for an authoritarian to want to assume control over.
Yeah, because if the natural, I mean, the U.S. is such a big country and its natural resources are very well spread out. In a lot of places, it's just a small geographical area that they're concentrated in. And so if you can take over the places where the oil is...
This seems like something that would be really interesting, and we're not going to have time to do tonight, to take a look at the Human Freedom Index that's put out by Cato, the Simon Fraser Institute, and a couple other organizations around the world, and then look at those countries that rank the most free and see how they rank as far as size goes versus the countries that are least free.
Right.
And then also look at other things like total export. Like, what are the exports of the freest countries?
Right.
I know that New Zealand ranks fairly high, but I couldn't tell you anything other than Kiwis that might even come from New Zealand.
The key words, if anybody wants to look this up, resource curse. It's a whole area of study in the field of development economics.
I'll dig into that. But I think there's also deeper issues that have to do with a society. And, you know, I certainly don't believe it's still true. I don't believe that the United States is still blessed with the ideas and the ideals of the American Revolution. But I do think at some level...
Of course not. 240 years ago, tea got thrown in Boston Harbor because of a 3-cent tax.
Yeah.
And now, what, the average American tax burden somewhere between 40 to 60%. And they're like, oh, yeah, give me more, Trump.
Right.
Give me more.
Meanwhile, we're being, at least demonstration-wise, we're being shown up by the French. Who would have thought that would have happened? But I think there may be a different mindset.
They got guillotines, dude.
Yeah. I know. Bring back the guillotine. I think we should have one on the steps of Capitol Hill to be used sparingly.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, plus more out of Venezuela, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.